your bread of life. That's how I come alive. That's how I change my world.
Beautiful Saturday morning here. Good morning to you all young people listening to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
I am lighted by your word.
This is Generation 419.
And with your breath of life.
This is how we choose to start this morning's program.
That's how I...
Very cool morning.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon us.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
You are welcome to your favorite children's program on radio. This is where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike.
Your name upon me. Breathe. Say, Father, to joy.
Galatians 4:19 says that my little children in whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
And we love and
I, that's how I come alive.
That's how I change my world.
That's how I change my world.
And I pray that our lives and our world will be changed. May Christ be formed in every young person. May the light of the Holy Spirit shine in our hearts.
With your blood of
life, that's how I come alive.
That's how I change my world.
That's how I change my world.
I am totally convinced that Saturday after Saturday, as we sit behind this console and we bring in young people from different churches, we are making impact and we are changing lives.
Your name upon me,
this morning is no exception. I have the young people from the Lighthouse City Church, Collegono. And we are still discussing the parables of Jesus. What we seek to do with this vision is to ensure that every young person is able to remember the parables of Jesus. Explain the parables in their own ways. Understand what these parables mean. Draw lessons from these parables and how to apply these parables to their lives practically. This morning, I have two ladies and a gentleman. They are going to help us to talk about the parable of the prodigal son.
That's how you change your world.
I'm sure you have heard that parable before, the parable of the prodigal son, the wasteful son, the delinquent child. Today, we shall talk about that child. And so I'll let my guests, I'll let them introduce themselves. I want them to come alive. And then we can start our discussion. If you're at home and you'd like to join in the discussion, all you have to do is to send us a message on 0279-100-600. And now they are mentioning the thing like an American guy. 0279-100-600.
0279-100-600. I'm
saying that my young people are coming from the Lighthouse City Church. Guys, you are welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Actually, your voices are nice. So, okay, so introduce yourselves to our friends who are listening to us at home. Let me start with you.
My name is Kayla.
Kayla, Kayla. Is it Michaela that you guys have done Kayla or the name itself is Kayla?
My name itself is Kayla.
Sir, that's your father on your naming ceremony. He actually said Kayla.
Yes, please.
You were there.
Yes, please.
You heard it.
Yes, please.
All right. You are?
My name is Araba.
Araba, Charlie. And you are our gentleman.
My name is Derek Niukanyobi.
Derek Ni Okai.
Obi.
Obi. Beautiful.
Just breathe your name.
So I have Derek, I have Araba, and I also have Kayla. And this morning they are going to help us to talk about the prodigal son. Child, the prodigal son, we are interested in his story and we all want to hear his side of the story.
The breath of the Almighty makes the difference.
We want to hear what he has to say. Me, I think that the prodigal son, he didn't do well. Me, that's what I think. I think that the guy, he didn't do well. He didn't try. But then, this is an opportunity for you also to have a dosage of the Word of God. So take your Bible, your pen, your notebook, your highlighter, anything that will make you learn the Word of God, please take it. And call your friend to tell another friend that Reverend Ike and his team are on set. They're on radio.
We're
about to start a discussion. We want you to learn something from this parable. Honestly, honestly, we want you to know about this parable. All right, guys. So let's start. Where can we find the story of the prodigal son?
Luke chapter 15.
Okay, verse
11.
Verse 11. We are starting from verse 11. Me already. I'm not happy with the prodigal son. So to start with, I'm telling you where I stand. I don't agree with him. But let's hear his side of the story. So Luke chapter 15, verse
11.
So Kayla, read for us. Which version is that?
New King James.
New King James, okay.
Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. So he divided them in his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possession with a prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land and began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And then he sent himself into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pots that the swine ate. And no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and spare? I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will tell him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring around his hand and sandals on his feet, and I will bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now is found. And they began to make merry. Now the older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed a fattened calf. But he was angry and wouldn't go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many days I have been with you, serving you. I never transgressed your commandments and yet you never gave me a young goat that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as the son of yours came, you who had devoured your livelihood with harlots. You killed a fattened cow for him. And he said, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive, and lost and is found. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a long passage. Now, let's try to understand this passage, okay, from our perspective, how we understand it, okay? So maybe we have to come together to make meaning out of. Derek, start the story with us. What can you tell us? Start the story for us. What we just read.
The story talks about the parable of the prodigal son.
Yeah.
And the prodigal son was... I also don't agree with him, but you
know. So the prodigal son, if you are listening to us, Charlie, we don't agree with you. I mean, to start, all of us don't agree with you. Or Araba, do you agree with the prodigal son?
Yes.
You also?
Eh? No.
You also don't agree with him?
Yes.
Okay, so now let's tell his story.
There was a certain man who had two sons.
Okay.
And the younger one of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.
So let's say a father has two boys. Okay. The younger one and then the elderly one. Okay, and then
the father divided.
So who came to ask for
the younger one?
The younger one.
Yes,
please. The second born. Are you a second born?
First
born. Oh, that's why you are confidently saying the story. Araba, are you a second born?
No.
First born?
Yes.
Hey Kayla, what are you?
Firstborn.
Ah, it has worked. Okay. At this point, I'm also a firstborn. Everybody's a firstborn here. I'm telling you. Nobody would like to be a second boy. Yeah, so the second boy came and then.
And he told his father to divide the portions of between him and his brother.
His properties.
Yes.
So usually what happens is that when your father dies, okay, his properties, they share it among the children, okay. So when people are alive, they make a will. Do you see? So in the will, you will say that if I die, give this thing to this person. Give this one. Give this house. My son, my house at Trasaku. You give it to my son. Then I have Bugatti. You give it to my daughter. All right. Then I also have a fishing business. You in Winneba, that one, you give it to my second. And you mention the names of these people you want your things to go to. Okay. So that is called somebody who made a will. Okay. A will means that you willingly gave those things to them. Okay. So it's called an inheritance. Now, there are people who also who don't make will, but they die. So we say that they have died intestate. Do you understand? Am I saying something too difficult for you to understand? If you die without making the will, we say that you have died intestate. Okay, so that one, the law would decide what will go to who. Okay, so they'll share, your wife will get some, your children will get some. So you have left your property for somebody to use his or her discretion to share it for other people. All right, but this guy, the father wasn't there though. But he went to ask that, Charlie, the way you have been taking bitters. You know bitters. You have been hearing of the advert of the bitters on radio. Agbevetonic, wine bitters, tabia bitters. The man is strong. He's eating balanced diet. He's eating fruit and vegetables. The man is not dying. So the son said that, please, the way I'm looking at things, you know, you are not going to die right now. So you, dear, give me my thing. Then I will see what I can do. So what happened?
And not many days after, he journeyed to a far country.
He gathered the property and then he traveled.
So his father would not come and call him back.
Okay.
And when he journeyed to the far country, he went to waste his properties with harlots.
What are harlots? When we say harlot, who is a harlot? Harlot is an English word. It's not a Ghana word. Harlot. Araba, what's a harlot? Do you know what a harlot is? Or who a harlot is?
Yeah.
Who is a harlot?
Someone who bets.
Who bets? Super bet. Araba. Harlot is a prostitute. Have you heard prostitute before? A shawo?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a harlot. That's a the Greek word is harlot. I'm kidding. English is an English word. It's harlot. Okay. All right.
And after wasting his things with the harlots, a severe famine came in that country.
Okay.
And there he went to hire himself to a citizen in that country.
Okay.
And he sent him into his farm to feed swine.
To feed swine. However, can you continue the story for her?
After going to work with the man in his fields, he got hungry and even felt like eating the pots for the pig. He regrets, when he came back to his senses, he regretted what he had done.
Done, yeah.
And decided to go back to his father's house. As soon as he got close to the...
What was he thinking before he decided to go back to his father's house? Or what did he tell himself that if he goes to his father's house, he's going to do?
He said that if I want to go back, I will go back and work as a servant in the house, for I have not made my father proud.
Okay.
Then he went there. He was at a far distance when his father saw him, hugged him, and kissed him.
Yeah.
His father ordered his servants to dress him in new clothes, put a ring on his finger, and give him new sandals. He was just there when his father told the servants to slaughter a calf for a banquet.
Even the Bible said the fat, I mean, like the best of the nenkrenu. They have to kill it to celebrate the coming. This is like homecoming. The guy has come home.
His older brother was in the field when he heard about it.
So the older brother, no? It looks like he didn't take his properties and left home. He was there.
Yes.
Do you see? But this guy, he took the things and he left to a far country. I don't know why he left to a far... Why did he go to a far country?
He don't want to be too close to it.
And usually if people want to misbehave, they go far. So anytime people start going far, you're about to go to secondary school, you're in Accra, you have chosen some secondary school in some part of Ghana that we can't visit you. It means that you want to do bad. You want to do bad. Okay.
His brother heard about the news and got angry. And the servants told him to get inside.
Araba, if you were the elder brother, what would be your reaction?
I'll be upset.
Charlie, upset there is understatement too. Like, just, I'll be upset. Charlie, when you get to the house and you see this, your brother, what will you do?
I'll be angry. I'll leave the house.
Is that all? Derek, do you have a younger brother?
Yes, please.
Okay. Then this guy came to tell your father that, you should share it. And then the guy went to spoil the whole thing. He came back. Then you came from the farm. You saw that he was sitting down there. And he was even chewing this thing, meat and things. And you entered and you saw him. What will you do?
I've been beaten before.
Charlie, that is what I want to hear. there must be beating. That means so people come and hold you. Hey, because the cow it is your cow. The chair he sat on is your chair. Even the agbada that he wore is for you. Because he took his things away. Oh, you don't get it? Killer, tell us. Killer, if it were you, what would be your reaction? You look gentle, but what will you do?
Charlie, I'll slap him.
Ash! Charlie, but I'm not teaching you guys to fight. I beg you slap him?
Yes, please.
Like, serious?
Yes.
No, Killer, I mean, I don't believe what you are saying. I don't believe. You are too gentle for that. Charlie, you cause a stir and people come and hold you, be begging you. Oh. Charlie, but I think the prodigal son, I said that the prodigal son, he didn't try. So, Killer, continue the story. Finish the story for us.
So, when his father came out to meet the elder son, he told him to enter and also join them too.
So it's like he said that he will even enter the house.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that.
And then the elder brother was like, I didn't take my hands.
Yeah,
I'll
be with you.
Out and
no, kill away too. But we are not talking about the guy who went to chop the kokonsa. You see that when the elder brother was coming, he heard the music and dance. Then some servant be told him that, your brother, you remember your brother? He said, which brother? He said, the one that were here, he has come. It was the servant who went to chop the kokonsa. Do you see? So that guy too, he's there. We'll talk about him. Uh-huh.
Then he said, I have worked for you. I didn't follow my brother. And then he was like, you didn't even give me a young goat to go and make merry with my friends.
Mm.
And then his father was like, oh, you have worked for me. Yeah. So all I have is yours.
Yeah.
And your brother, he was lost and now he's found. Mm. He was dead and now he's alive. So he should come and enjoy.
Enjoy. By that time, the guy has eaten some of the food already. So as he's coming, the meat is finished. So now, this is how the story is. Okay. So in this parable, Jesus said it. Okay. Now, if you have a very good Bible, you see that this writing are in red. Anytime you read your Bible and you see the letters in red, it means that those are the words of Jesus. Okay. So these are letters that are in red. It means that Jesus actually said this parable. Now, let's look at the lessons we can learn. This particular parable, we have a lot of lessons we can learn from it. What are the lessons we can learn from this parable? Let me start with you, Araba.
I personally have learned to think before I act. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't take things when it's not the time.
You are saying something. Show us where the guy didn't think before acting.
This is because in the first verse,
yeah,
he wanted his inheritance when his father had not died.
Mm.
And
so inheritance usually, okay, sometimes in the person's lifetime, the person can say that, oh, take this. Okay. But usually, these things are shared when the person is out of the scene. All right. Uh-huh. That's why inheritance, they pass on from fathers to children. All right.
In the first verse, he wanted an inheritance when he was young.
Mm.
At this stage, he wasn't that mature
to
take care of the money.
Okay.
So it's premature independence.
Premature independence. Like he wants to be on his own.
Yes.
He wants to be in his own room. Yes. He wants to enjoy.
So I have learned that I shouldn't do things when it's not the right time.
Mm.
Everything has its own time. Everything has its own time.
Okay.
Its own period.
Yeah.
So I should be ready for it.
You should be patient.
Yes.
You should be patient. Take your time. Your time will come. But I always say that this particular parable, it cannot happen in Ghana. You see that it's not a parable that can happen in Ghana. Do you see? Because you, Araba, are you sure? Is your father alive?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to your father after this show? You if you get home tomorrow is Sunday, you call your father that you want to see him for some discussion. Do you see? Then when he comes, you tell him that I've seen, what's his name?
Parker.
Mr. Parker.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Parker. I've seen that you are not going to die right now. Because last time I overheard you saying that you are going to cross 80 years with ease. Mm-hmm. I've been praying, I've been taking communion. You go to gym and things. Now you don't eat a lot of salt. You don't eat a lot of oil. You don't eat a lot of sugar. Seeing that you have been going to Imesa, you have been running on that mountain. So you are not dying now. So I've decided that you dear, give me my property so that I'll go and start life. Can you do that?
No.
Ghana girl, are you sure?
No.
You can't. It can't happen. It can't happen. Okay. So the first lesson we are learning, guys, is that we must learn to take our time. Do you understand? Whoever listening to us, we are learning. Take your time. Your time will come. Do you understand? Take your time. And you mentioned a word. Something independence.
Premature
independence. Don't be in hurry to be on your own. You see, because when you are younger, you always your prayer is to grow older. Do you see? That's why you all act as though you are adults. Do you understand? Like by this time, all of you, your hair should be 2 centimeters. But because you want to be adult, you see, you went to the salon to you see what they've done to your hair. I mean, it's a sign that you are in hurry to be an adult. Do you understand? So we are acknowledging or we are admonishing all of us to how do we call it? To have patience, all right. Let's not behave like the second boy. Let's not behave like the second boy. Have patience. Have patience. If God says this is what you will become, you become. Okay. Uh-huh. And I think that one of the things that most young people don't have patience in is the haste to be rich. Do you see? It is that thing that drives our friends into super betting. You see, some of you very young, 12 years, 13 years, you do super bet. Or Derek. Derek, talk about, don't you know people your age who do super bet?
I know.
Yes. It's that like the guy want to hit, do you see, and buy car. You ask, you are sitting, are you dreaming of a car?
No, please.
You are not dreaming of a car. Yes. Even sometimes at your age, if you want to buy a car, where will you park it? You don't have a house. You are buying a car. All right. So the first thing is that we have to have patience. Okay. We must avoid premature independence. To be on your own. To be on your own. Okay. Derek, what other lesson can we learn from this?
We shouldn't be wasteful.
Hey, tell us more about it. What did he waste? What are the things the guy wasted?
His possession.
Which way?
The father's inheritance that mm-hmm. he gave between him and his brother.
Brother, yeah.
He wasted it with harlots.
Harlots, yeah.
And the harlots, which were prostitutes. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when he wasted it, the harlots never remembered him.
Yeah, they left him. Harlot, dear, is there for business. Oh. Prostitutes are for business. If your money is finished, it's finished. So he wasted his possession. What other thing can you think about that he wasted? Kayla, can you think about something the guy wasted?
He wasted time.
Time, yes, it's true. He wasted a lot of time because the same time his brother was using to develop himself, do you understand? He was spending that time with prostitutes. So you wasted time. And I also think that he wasted advice. Do you agree that when he told his father to, okay, let me ask you this. Derek, if you have a son and he comes to tell you that divide your property and give his own to him, as a father, what will you do?
I would advise him and tell him never to come to do that till I'm dead.
You should wait till you are dead. Okay. Araba, if you're a father, okay, and your son comes that, oh, he has seen that, you are not going to die now. Even last time, they were advertising some capsules on TV3. And then, as you saw the capsule, it's good, and you bought it. And they say it's anti-aging capsule, and you bought three. And then he said that they divide your property and give him his own. As a father, what would you tell him?
I'll tell him that it's not the time. Mm. He should wait. Then when it's time, I'll tell him.
Kayla, will you do the same thing?
Yes, please.
So you all agree that you call your son. At what time do your parents call you to advise you? There's a certain time they call us if they want to talk to us and they want us to listen. A certain time of the day they call us to talk to us. What time is that? Who remembers?
The evening.
It's evening. Okay, sometimes evening. But Derek, have they advised you before?
Yes.
Around what time?
Yes, in the afternoon.
Afternoon. Afternoon, if they advise you to go, usually at dawn. At dawn, they wake you up. I remember when I was going to secondary school, my parents woke me up at dawn. And then they said that as you are going to school, don't go and change girls. As you are going to school, behave well. Don't go and drink alcohol. Don't go and smoke. As my father is talking, my mother, she doesn't have anything to say. But if my father finished, my mother say, as you are going, don't go and eat anybody's food. I say, what? I shouldn't go and eat anybody's food, Sessing. That one, dear. Do you see? So all of you agree that you advise. So I'm sure that this guy, his father advised him, but he didn't listen. So he wasted the advice. Do you understand? Uh-huh. What other thing can you think that he wasted? Araba.
He wasted his talent.
His talent. He wasted his talent. So let's say that if he was a student by then, let's say he was in GHS 1, he has 2 more years to write BEC. In GHS 1, he came for his property and he left. He went to spend, let's say, 4 years. Because the man is a rich man. So it will take him a long time to finish wasting the money. By the time he came back, his mates who were in SHS-1 are now in SHS-3. He has wasted a lot of years. Do you understand? Then he also wasted the opportunity to be a son. Because later, at the latter part, he said that he's not worthy to be a son. Do you understand? So when he was leaving, he told the man that, look, after I've taken my property, I'm no more your son. I'm gone. Do you understand? So the guy wasted a lot of things. So let us know, what are some of the things we waste at home?
Water.
We waste water. Talk to us about the water wasting.
Mm-hmm. Even the tap open.
Mm-hmm. Have you done some before? Your parents are not here. This one, they talk. Araba.
Yes.
How do you feel when the water is overflowing?
Happy.
Derek, what are some of the things we waste at home?
Electricity.
That you are in this room. The other room, nobody is there, but the light is on. The fan is also on. Hey, you waste electricity. Yes. Kayla, can you tell us the things you waste at home?
Time.
How do you waste time?
Like using the phone to watch things you don't need to.
So you can be on your phone for how many hours?
5 hours.
5 good hours. Hey, and what are you doing? TikTok. What?
Watching YouTube.
YouTube. I don't get it. If you go to YouTube, what do you watch?
Cartoons.
Charlie, so those of you who watch YouTube, you are wasting electricity, you are wasting data, you are wasting money, hey, you are wasting time. One watching, you are wasting a lot of things. Honestly, you are wasting a lot of things. I see. So the prodigal son, he wasted a lot of things. He wasted opportunity. He wasted relationship. I'm sure when he left, that's why when he came back, his elder brother wasn't happy. The guy wasn't happy about him. Any other lesson? Kayla, mention one lesson that we can also learn from this.
We should not lean on our own understanding.
Mm-hmm. Go deeper.
The prodigal son wanted his inheritance right away. He didn't want to wait for a long time before he got his inheritance.
Mm.
So the elder son was patient and waited for till his father called him that, oh, take your inheritance.
Yeah. So it's very important. So like all that we are saying, it all revolves around the point that, look, your time will come. Do you understand? And that's what I want you guys to understand. Don't be in hurry. Young people listening to us, okay, maybe you are at Abelenkwe listening to us, wherever you are listening, we are telling you that don't be in hurry. Because young people want to be in hurry. Young people want to make it in this time and age. Everybody want to make it big. It's like there is no time to mark time at all. You are in hurry. You want to make it big and all that. We are telling you that in his time, if you go for weddings, there's a scripture they read that in his time, he makes all things beautiful. Do you understand? Because there's time for everything. All of you here, you are not up to 18. If you are not up to 18 in Ghana, you can't vote, you can't drive, you can't marry, you can't do so many things if you are not up to 18. You can't even be the president of Ghana if you are not 18. Because if you can't vote, how do we make you a president? All right. So, but your time will actually come. Okay. And this is what we want you to understand. Araba, do you have any other lesson for us?
Yes.
Okay.
I should make good choices.
Good choices. That's beautiful. Yes, talk to us about good choices.
When the prodigal son decided that he was going to spend his money wastefully, live a prodigal life, and do unnecessary things, it didn't help him in the end.
Yeah,
he lost all his so-called friends. His family was behind him.
Yeah,
and he had nowhere to stay. So it's better to make good choices than to make a choice that will not help you.
You see, foolishness is a different thing. Do you see? Have you had money you didn't work for before? Has your auntie visited you and gave you some money before?
Yes.
How much? Kayla, how much?
50 cedis.
50 cedis?
Yes.
How was the feeling?
Nice.
I mean, you felt great, like you felt that you were the richest person on earth.
Yes.
Tell us how you spent that 50 cedis.
So, when I went to school, and then when it was break time,
mm-hmm.
and I went to buy a drink, meanwhile, I already had drink.
I tell you. You see, something you didn't work for, you spent it foolishly. This is what happened to the prodigal son. So, we are coming back to choices. Do you see? Money you don't work for, is easier to spend. But money you work for, do you understand? I mean, as you are spending it, your brain works. But if you don't work for the money and you are spending it, your brain is on vacation. It's called mental vacation. The brain is on vacation. The brain is switched off. So you just buy. You are buying. You are shopping. Do you understand? And around that, you feel very rich. Derek, have they given you money before?
Yes.
How much?
15.
15? 1.5?
Yes.
Hey, your auntie is not rich. Or it's not auntie who gave you?
It was my cousin.
Your cousin. He came to visit you.
Yes.
How many?
He had me 15 cedis.
15 cedis. Naka 50 cedis, how many of
me in here 15 cedis. He bind your hand and pay tight.
Pay tight? Hey, Charlie, you're a serious Christian.
He pay 5 cedis large.
Ah! Oh, listeners, it's getting interesting here. I have the children from the Lighthouse City Church in Kolegono. The guy said he didn't pay tithe and the money, 5 cedis got lost. Derek, how much got lost?
5 cedis.
5 cedis got lost. Oh. So something told you that pay your tithe. And what did you say? You say, oh, Charlie, can't pay tithe. She can't. You know, so you didn't pay tithe. Then what happened?
The 5 cedis got missing.
Okay.
And the next day when I went to school, I bought, like, I was buying things.
Yeah, shopping. Say shopping. Use the right word, shopping.
I was shopping. Yeah. And at the end of the day, when we went to class, during lesson, when we came out for break, another 5 cedis got missing.
Oh, Charlie. This one there, hard luck. Hey! So it tells you how transient we spend money that we don't work for. Do you understand? So the prodigal son, actually, those properties, he didn't work for them. He just went to make a request. Request was granted. And then he left. Okay. So a very bad choice. So it also tells us that young people, we need to have people in our lives to direct us. Number one, by listening to advice. He should have listened to his father's advice. I'm sure when the father advised him and he was not trying to understand, the father would have called his uncle that, hey, come and talk to your nephew. The uncle also come, talk, you not listen. They call his auntie from Tepa. She has also come. She also came to talk. The guy say, you not listen. They call another uncle from Aflao. He also came Sunday afternoon. They called him. They spoke to him. He said, everybody spoke. They went to talk to his class teacher. Class teacher called him. Mr. Usu, Mr. Francis Usu. They called him. That's the man's teacher. He called him, spoke to him. He said, like, he has made up his mind that he wants to jackpot. So he wants to leave the country. He wants to go and seek greener pastures. Then they called the headmaster. Headmaster came, spoke. I'm sure his pastor also came in to talk, but he said, lie. I've made up my mind that I am not listening to anybody. Listen, when you come to that point where you can't listen to anybody, do you understand? Your life is in danger. When you get to a point where nobody can talk to you, or when you get to a point where you don't listen to anyone, then your life is in danger. And that's what happened to the guy. By the time you realize, you'll be eating with pigs. And that's what happened to him. Any other lesson we can learn? I'm enjoying the discussion. Yes.
Disobedience.
Disobedience, brother. Take us on the road to disobedience.
As it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
Yeah.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Mm.
for this is right, honor thy mother and father, for this is the first commandment to the promise. Because he didn't obey his parents, it didn't end up well for him.
Yeah.
And he even lost his sonship with his father.
Yeah. So disobedience is one of the cardinal things that is playing out in this story. I mean, the whole thing is disobedience. It is disobedience. You don't just disobey. It's a spirit. It's a very bad spirit. Disobedience is a spirit. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, read Ephesians 2, 2 for us. Open your Bible and read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Disobedience is a bad spirit that when it enters a young person, all right, it makes you behave differently. I mean, it has a way of spoiling your life. Ephesians 2, 2. Who is there? Kayla, are you there?
In which you once walked according to the course of this world.
According to the course of this world.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
The prince of the power of the air.
The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
The spirit that works in the sons of disobedience is a spirit. So parents, if your child is disobeying you, excessively disobeying you, it's a bad spirit. It's an actual an evil spirit that has entered your child. Yes. An evil spirit that is operating in your child. All right. So, and because it's a spirit, what spirits do is that they control you. So, even the one who is disobeying, all right, doesn't know what is happening to him or her. Do you understand? Sometimes you disobey your parents, but you can't tell. You can't tell what is happening to you. But it's something that is controlling you. It's a spirit. It's a bad spirit. When it possesses you, nobody can talk to you. You can't listen to anybody. It's a bad spirit. It's a bad spirit. So from the word go, okay, what controlled this boy is disobedience. I mean, that's the, at the base of this story is disobedience, at the base of it. I mean, there are no two ways about it. At the base of it is disobedience. So if your child cannot obey you, then it means that we are getting somewhere that we shouldn't get to. All right. If you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. And we've been discussing about the parable of the prodigal son. And I have with me the young people from the Lighthouse City Church.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon us, and welcome back. This is Generation 419. I'm sure you are enjoying and you are taking some notes down, and it's making an impact in your life. Young people, this is what we need to do with our life. We actually need a dosage of the Word of God in our lives all throughout.
Your name, oh, hey, is your name.
And it's a blessing that we come your way every Saturday with an amount of the Word of God.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
Today we are talking about the parable of the prodigal son. Charlie, we are all saying that the guy, he didn't try.
And the breath of the Almighty.
The guy, he didn't do well.
Back to life.
You will see the difficulty of life when you start paying rent. Hey, well, hey. And that's what happened to the prodigal son. No job. I mean, your friends have left you. The people you once enjoyed your life with, they've all left you.
Just like
a life of disobedience, a life of rebellion, a life of not listening to anyone, a life of wasting opportunities, a life of destroying your life. Anytime you are allowed to do what you want to do, you have to be worried. As a child, do not allow yourself to be allowed to do what you want to do. I'll say it again. As a child, never allow yourself to be allowed to do what you want to do. That is how children get spot. That is how children get destroyed. That is how lives get destroyed. That is how children are brought up that cannot be controlled. That is how children are brought up in the deviant way. That is how children are brought up to become social misfits. We are still on the case of the prodigal son. Guys, let's go. What are some of the things the prodigal son did that we have to avoid like a plague? I mean, we don't have to entertain it at all. Araba, let me start with you.
Avoid bad examples and bad influences.
Bad influences, yeah. Also, as you mentioned bad influence, I'm thinking that the guy, he didn't just stand up. Somebody might have spoken to him. Somebody might have spoken to him. Araba, tell us, nobody's here. Truthfully, has somebody advised you negatively before? Like a friend has asked you to do something, and you yourself, you can see that this thing that this person has said is a bad thing.
Yes.
At school or at church or at in the area?
At school.
At school. Can you share with us?
I was asked to take someone's money.
Your friend?
Yes.
Asked you to do what? To steal someone's money?
Not in that way.
Like to take?
Yes.
Like asking take means what?
She wanted me to
take. Oh, speaking to the microphone. Otherwise,
she wanted me
to
take the money so she could buy a pencil because she didn't have one.
Ah, by stealing?
But I was telling her that I have a pencil. Then she said she wants that one.
That one. Kayla, has any of your friends from, how old are you now?
11.
11 years. From age 1 till now, can you remember somebody who actually wanted to influence you negatively? Not that you have done it, all right, but the person attempted telling you to do something bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Derek, has it happened to you before?
Yes, please.
Yeah, at every point in our life, we have this one friend B who is a bad guy. Or some friend, bad girl, who always want to tell us something bad we must do. Okay, so like Araba is saying, one of the things we have to avoid is to avoid bad friends. And I'm sure by now you know who a bad friend is. I mean, you all know a bad friend. Or if you see a bad friend, you can't tell.
Can't tell.
You can't tell. Derek, if you see a bad friend, can you not tell?
I can't tell.
You can't tell. So I think that we should make a conscious effort to avoid bad friends. Yes. But in the story, it will shock you to realize that it was not mentioned anywhere that somebody spoke to the boy. Let's say this guy is in GHS 1 or class 6. Do you understand? Uh-huh. How does the class 6 person have the idea that my father is rich? I have to go and tell him to take me, to give me part of his property and let me leave home. Somebody will say something to him. Do you understand? For him to take that decision. And so, and there are bad friends everywhere. At church, there are bad friends at church. There are bad friends at school. There are bad friends in the area. There are bad friends everywhere, in the compound. Everywhere, there are bad people over there. So you just have to be careful. What other thing do we have to avoid? Yes, Derek.
Avoid taking foolish decisions.
Avoid taking foolish decisions. What foolish decision did the boy take?
He took a foolish decision of asking his father at a young age for his inheritance.
Charlie, young people and foolishness, they are inseparable. Even Bible said it, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15, I think so. Is that where the Bible said that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child? Look for Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15 for me. I think it should be correct. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Are you there? 22:15. If you are there, read.
Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child.
Thereof. Foolishness is bound to the heart of what?
A child.
A child. Now, if you take the elderly, the two boys, which of them is a child?
The younger one
is a child. So this is foolishness. This is the child's heart. Super glue. Here, super glue here, put it together. That's foolishness and the child of a heart. Continue reading.
The rod
The rod of correction will drive it far
from you. So the only thing that can drive away foolishness. So the younger you are, the more foolish you are. You should understand it. All right? So relative to you, and if you have some elderly siblings or somebody, the older you are, the less foolish you become. All right? But also, okay, some people also grow up with the foolishness. Do you understand? Some people, there are older people too who are foolish. But the only way to take the foolishness out of you, it says what? There were the rod of what?
Correction.
A lot of beating. Do you understand? A lot. So if you have parents who don't beat you, if you have parents, that's what I'm saying, that like African father, you have come to ask for inheritance. Chale, obana no afo him. Do you understand? Like they'll slap your face. What? Foolish boy. Go away, you. You'll be hearing words like that. Foolish boy. I mean, the confidence to even go and stand and ask for that thing, is not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we shouldn't take foolish decisions. It's true. Is it because foolishness is in our heart? We are prone to taking foolish decisions. It's what? What other lesson can we avoid? What other lesson can we avoid from this thing?
Kela. We should avoid wasting our inheritance or money on carelessly.
Carelessly. We should stop wasting things. I think so. We should avoid wasting. We wasting too much. Wasting things. You see, and I'm saying that it's because you don't pay for it. If you are the one paying, you will see that, hey, you see that, Charlie, you see how your parents preserve things. You eat, you can't eat. They put it in the fridge. You understand? They heat it for you. You eat it. But if they leave you alone in the house, because you are not the one paying the bills, Charlie, if I do one, they will bring new one. And that's the posture and that's the mind that we have. All right? So we should avoid wasting things. We should avoid having taking certain decisions, bad decisions, okay, and also bad friendship. We should also avoid. Is there something you also like to add, Araba? Are you going to add something to it?
We should choose our friends wisely.
That one there is very true. Choose your friends. You see what is paining me, that in this story they never mention somewhere that the prodigal son has a friend. The first time they mentioned that he was enjoying with people was with the prostitute. But I'm sure that there's a friend be somewhere. There must be a friend. Anytime somebody is doing something bad, there must be a friend somewhere who is telling the person that, oh, make you know my am, and then all that. So let us be very, very careful. Okay? As young people, let's be careful. At church, let's be careful. At school, let's be careful. And Bible says that he took his journey to a far country. Do you know far country? Far country where nobody can see him. Nobody. And I'm sure he went to a far country because he doesn't want anybody to disturb him to advise him. Araba, you want to say something?
If he had chosen a wise friend, he would have advised him to spend wisely instead of spending.
Yeah.
Careless.
Yeah. You let's say number one, he made the mistake of even going to take the properties. Now, if you had a good friend, the person would have told that, Chalilu, now that you have the property, I think that we should start life well. Let's invest. There must be some good advice. You see, but because the one advising gave a bad advice from the beginning, bad advice will follow till you destroy your life. But when it was time for him to come back, he came alone. The friends left him. Derek, you don't think so? You see, you come to a point where your friends will leave you. At that time, they have also seen that you have destroyed your life. And at that time, they will leave you. Unfortunately, our time is up. Derek, your final words to our friends who are listening to us. Your final words about this parable. What do you want to tell every young person listening to us?
I want to tell them that foolishness is born in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it away
from them.
So we should not take foolish decisions, and we should never be like the prodigal son who wasted his father's inheritance.
Wow. Wow. Araba.
God is understanding. Mm. He gives us his love and grace.
Yeah.
He even provides us with a second chance. So we should also do the same to others and make them feel comfortable with us.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Killer.
In the story, the father forgave his son and welcomed him home. Mm. In the same way, God always is also waiting for us to realize our sins and ask for forgiveness. Mm.
On this note, it doesn't matter how far you have gone. It doesn't matter what bad you have done. You think that God has given up on you. We want you to know that God has not given up on you. God can give you a second chance. Like this man, he gave his son a second chance. And today, God can give you a second chance. If you are listening to us, you are not born again. This morning, we want you to give your life to Christ. All right? We want you to give your life to Christ. If you are listening to us, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please, I acknowledge. That I am a sinner.
I cannot save myself.
Please forgive me.
Of all my sins.
And write my name.
In the book of life.
I accept.
That you are my Lord.
And you are my personal Savior. I believe in my heart. And I confess with my mouth. That you came to die for me. Please, Lord.
I am sorry.
Forgive me.
Take me back.
Make me your child.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If
you
have said this prayer, you are born again, just like the father did to the son. Bible said when he saw the son coming from afar, he ran to meet him, fell on his neck, kissed him, brought him home. And this is what God is doing for you this morning. God is bringing you home. God wants you to serve. If you have said this prayer, you are born again. If you live around Kolegono, Mamprobi, Choko, Sukura, and other, Kolegono, come to church tomorrow. Okay, at Kolegono, Lighthouse City Church. Very nice church. Just opposite the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Okay, you just have to walk a little bit. Am I describing your church very well?
Yes,
come there and say that you are looking for the children's church. If you are in Kolegono, come there and say you are looking for the children's church, and they will bring you to the church where these young people who are in the studio with me are. And then you have a pastor who will teach you the word of God. It doesn't matter how far you have gone. It doesn't matter what you have done, what you have wasted and all that. God is still in the business of forgiving anyone who have gone far from him. And I'm sure that God is going to make you one of his children. And the day you die, when you arrive, God will say that you are my son. He will not give up on you. Even a man didn't give up on his son. How much more God giving up on you? God will not give up on you. God is still in the business of forgiving you your sins. So try as much as possible. If you don't have a church to attend on Sunday, tomorrow is Sunday, make a point and go to Kolegono. If you also stay in Gbawi, look, I'm there. I have a nice church at Gbawi. Keep my word, Chapel International. Come to my church and I'm going to be your pastor. Guys, I want you to give some shout out to some friends and family, pastors, and let's go. Derek, let me start with you.
I'm giving a shout out to Lady Reverend.
Oh, Wadi. Your pastor, Lady Reverend.
Making it possible for me to be here.
Yeah.
And I give a shout out to my mom.
Okay.
Mom Abigail and my dad.
Tell me about your jollof. No, try my bed and like what you have jollof.
Hello. Friends listening to
your friends. Oh, your all your fans. You have fans. Hey, Derek, no. You have fans. Oh, headmaster, what you have?
I give a shout out to my headmaster.
Yeah.
Mr. Parker.
But just school fees, no. Okay. Araba.
I give shout outs to Bishop Ben Loco,
Bishop.
Lady Reverend Sakwa, Auntie Berta, and the church teachers.
Okay.
I also give thanks to my family and friends.
Hey, Kayla.
I want to give a shout out to all the teachers and Lady Reverends and all those who help take care of us.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to take care of children.
How do you know it's difficult to take care of children? It's difficult, Mom. That's why it's difficult. The troubles you people give us, it's difficult to take care of you, but we are not complaining. That's a blessing. Give a shout out to your parents also.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. God bless you so much, all of you listening to us. God bless you. Shout out to you. Until we come your way again next week with this same program. This is Generation 419 right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And my name is Reverend Dr. Ike. I'll see you, catch you next week. Bye.